Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to 15 Minute Conundrum. I am your host, Ms. Ricky R. Jones, and I welcome you tonight. Those of you, this is your first time listening, welcome. For those of you who listen to 15 Minute Conundrum and Hannah Footprints, thank you. I truly appreciate it. For everyone who's tuning in tonight, I do appreciate it. You could have been anywhere this Wednesday night, but you chose to be with me, and I truly, truly do appreciate that. So, what is the 15-minute conundrum? As always, a conundrum is a question or a problem. It, you know, it's not a necessarily yes or no. There's not necessarily an answer to it, but it definitely presents itself as an issue or a problem that needs to be discussed. How do I come up with my different conundrums? It depends. It depends on whether or not I'm having a discussion, listening to music, watching what's going on the news. It really depends on what's going on. And tonight is like no other. It's nothing different. This week, I originally was going to go with one idea based on the conversation that I had a couple of weekends ago. But in light of what's going on in the media and, you know, just not just what's going on in Texas, but what has been going on kind of got me to tonight's conundrum. And tonight's conundrum is we see all of this white and black, the police against the communities, racial issues, all of that. And you're seeing all of this in all forms of media, television, radio, on the internet. You're seeing in all aspects of media. So here's the question. With all of this that's going on, is there a secret plot for war? And when I say war, a racial war. It seems like every day there is something, or at least once a week. I mean, we've had Ferguson, we've had Florida, we've had everything, Texas, everything. It just really seems like every time you turn around, there's a secret subliminal message of us versus them, whether it's black against white, white against other people who are of a brown hue, if it's us against the police, if it's men against women, is it us against the gay and lesbian transgender community, Christians versus Muslims. I mean, it's crazy. Is there a plot for war? Is there a secret plot to have a civil war? I mean, think about it. What was the Civil War based on? Not just, I mean, everyone knows that money is the root of most wars. If not all wars, money is definitely the key factor. But here you're seeing on a constant barrage of race, feminism, gender, just ageism, everything. You're seeing on a constant basis. My black is beautiful. Black lives matter. White lives matter. People's lives matter. Glad to be gay. Happy to be straight. All kind of just, I don't know even what to call, I don't want to call it foolishness, but just all kind of messages constantly being thrown. And it just seems like it's on a regular basis. So as always, you guys can call in 347-826-9723. 347-826-9723. Press the number 1, and we can get you right on, and you can have the conversation. But I don't know, is it me, or do you guys see that there's something wrong here? I mean, I'm not saying I'm not a horse with the blinders on. I know that there has always been an issue, especially in this country, with race, with gender identification. That's part of our culture. I get that that's part of our culture. Now, am I saying racism is right? Am I saying classism is right? Am I saying that genderism, all of that, am I saying that that's correct? No, I'm not saying that. So before you all start sending me emails and all kind of foolishness about I'm promoting this, I'm promoting that. Now, I'm not promoting anything. I'm not saying anything is right. What I am saying is I've never seen such a barrage of constant news stories. I mean, if you sit and look at not even 30 minutes of the news, because most news comes on, you know, for 30 minutes. And in that 30 minutes, between the commercials, you really get maybe about 10, 15 minutes of stories, right? I mean, when you really look at it between the commercials, the breaks, the little segments here and there, you really only get about 15 minutes worth of real news, right? So when you look at it, in that 15 minutes, what have we seen? We've seen what's going on pop culture. We see what's going on a national level. We see what's going on in a local level. And out of those things that we're seeing, 10 times out of 10, those images and those stories that we're hearing are not that positive. You're hearing about being killed in a neighborhood, and that's in a local level. Whatever robbery has taken place, what bank has been robbed, what description. I mean, let's just go with the local news. Let's just go with local media. You ever notice that when you have a description of somebody who they're looking for, and it's a sad thing, but we've been kind of trained that to look for, and it's a running thing, to look for if the description in the first couple of seconds that they're looking for, if it doesn't say a particular race, and I'll just say it, if it doesn't say, like for an example, they're looking for a person, they're looking for a male. If they just say they're looking for a male about 5 foot whatever or 6 foot whatever, 100-some-odd pounds, tattoos and scars, if they don't say a particular race right from the beginning, it is automatically assumed that the person is non-minority. In other words, you go with the fact that you think, all right, well, since you didn't say black, Latino, it's automatically naturally assumed that the person is white just because they don't say it. And it's like, okay, well, last time I checked, a criminal is a criminal. If somebody's looking, if you're looking for somebody for a hit and run, if you're looking for somebody for a murder and you have a description, I mean, come on. Does it matter? Like, why can't you say that he's white? If he's white, he's white. I mean, he's still a criminal. I mean, he's still, until proven guilty, of course. But, I mean, he's still, somebody's looking for him. And then the flip side to it is, if the description comes out and he's 6'5" and he's Hispanic male or a black male, like, well, how come you didn't say that just a few minutes ago? Say if there was three. It was a Hispanic fella, a black fella, and a white fella, and they're all a part of this crime, but you're looking for these three individuals. When you look at the media, it's crazy. You'll get the description for the black and the Hispanic, but you won't get the description for the white. There's something wrong with that. So then you, if you see that on a constant basis and you start noticing that, doesn't that seem like a propaganda to get the people to say, oh, well, who are most of the criminals? What's mostly the description? The description you keep hearing is typically blacks and Hispanic. Really? You know, no one particular ethnicity has the upper hand on who does the most crimes. I mean, come on. People do crimes. People do crimes. They just happen to be of a different ethnicity, but hell, they all do crimes. So why are we just, and it's subliminal. It's crazy because now you're looking at, then you have things like, well, he has a hoodie on. All right, everybody wears a hoodie. It doesn't matter what ethnicity you are, it doesn't matter what race you are. They put hoodies in the damn stores for people to wear. Then you get this whole, you know, you start seeing these images. It's crazy. And you start seeing these images in music, in movies, on the news. Every time there seems to be a crime. I mean, look at underwear. Look at men's underwear. Men have been wearing sleeveless undershirts for as long as I can remember. I mean, all the way back to my great-grandfather. You know what I mean? Men were wearing sleeveless undershirts. But you had shows like Cops, and you have the news that show people being arrested, or you know they're showing folks sitting on the sidewalk and they're handcuffed, and they just happen to be, or they're arrested for domestic abuse and things of that nature, and so now it's been termed a wife beater. It's still an undershirt. It's still a sleeve, because when you go into Walmart, Target, Kmart, they don't call it wife beater. They don't have it. When they want the folks to buy it, when they want us to buy these sleeveless shirts, these sleeveless undershirts, these tank top type of shirts, it's not labeled wife beater. You don't have an image. Hell, you don't even have an image of a man of color a lot of times you know, showing how this particular undershirt looks. So why in the hell is it that you have these images that are constantly shown that there's only a certain particular type of people, and then you want to give it a negative connotation? So you expect a man of color to be in a wife beater because that's what has been constantly portrayed. You see that the folks who are wearing hoodies are of a particular ethnicity. You see this whole, oh, the only people who wear sweatshirts and shorts are of this ethnicity. Only white folks do the sweatshirts and the shorts in all kind of ways. It's just different images that we set out there, that media is setting out there. And it's like, is there a subliminal message for us to kind of get into this this race type of thing? Are we pushing each other? I mean, I know police brutality has been going on for the longest. I mean, this is not new. We all know it's not new. Our culture of racism, our culture of sexism, our culture of genderism, all of that, this is nothing new. There is nothing new under the sun, honest to God. Long you live this life, you understand that it's ridiculous. But the question remains is like, all right, we know this is nothing new, but why is it now? Why is it now that we see so much of it? Why is it now that we see so many people airing and showing people getting into fights everywhere? People, what is the message? The rioting, what is the message that the media is trying to send? Is the media, and I'm not saying all media, but, you know, it's like, are they trying to send us a message to say, hey, this is what's going on in society, everyone needs to know? Or is it kind of a message of, listen, pay attention, because this is what's coming down the pike. If you don't watch for this, if you don't watch for that, this is what's going to happen. This is what's going to lead to. If you don't pay attention to what's going on in this world, this is what's going to happen. You're going to miss out on it. Is there a plot for a war? Because when you have all of these images and people, that's all they see. They don't see anything positive. What happens when you start seeing something negative over and over and over again? Eventually, you start to kind of assimilate and start getting embedded into your brain is that this is all white. All white folks are racist. All black folks, all Hispanic, all people of color are criminals. And every time they go somewhere, you know, this is how they're going to act. We can't have them. You say what you want to say, but there is, like, what do you do with it? I know most media want people to know what's going on and bring attention and bring light to things, but come on. At some point in time, so much of these images, are people really listening to the message? Or are they just going by what they see? Because a lot of times we go by more of what we see, less of what we hear. I mean, we're emotional creatures. And it's like, wow, are we? What are we doing here? What are we doing? Is there a plot for war? 347-826-9723. 347-826-9723. Let's have the discussion. If those of you who are listening online, hi, I see you guys online. Thank you for tuning in. If you have a comment or a question, by all means, shoot me a Facebook message. I'm right on Facebook under Ricky Jones, or you can go to the Hand of Footprints page, What Is Your Legacy, and shoot me a message that way. It's up to you, totally up to you. But I think we need to, you know, really be a part of this thing. What's going on? You know, if you keep seeing, like I was saying, if you keep seeing the same images over and over again, at some point in time, whether it's real or fake, you're going to start to believe it, right? If you keep seeing that drinking, like think about it, all the health issues, you say if you drink water, you lose weight. You keep seeing images of people drinking water and losing weight. You see one image of them in one certain angle and another is that they've been drinking the water. You start to believe it, right? You start to believe it. If you tell yourself every morning when you get up, I am successful, I am something, I'm going to do, you start to believe it, right? So why can't that be the same
for us watching what's in the media. If the media is telling us there is a racial problem, there is a racial problem, there is a racial problem, and you're the type of person originally, you would say in yourself, where is there a racial problem? Because everyone I come in contact with, they don't see color. We all kind of see eyeball to eyeball. We're into the human race. But if you keep seeing these images, there's a racial problem. Today there's a racial problem in Texas. Tomorrow there's a racial problem in Pennsylvania. Next week there's a racial problem in Baltimore, Maryland, Ferguson, Missouri, Florida, different places. You keep seeing this image and you're saying to yourself, oh, my God, there really is a racial problem. And in within your own circle, you may not even see that. Which is to say, I mean, I get that they want people to know that, yes, there is a disconnect. It's not a problem. What it is not a racial problem. What it is a communication problem. It really is a communication problem because people are not understanding. They're not communicating. Law enforcement is not communicating with the neighborhoods that they're supposed to be protecting. People are not communicating with each other because all they know about another ethnicity is what they see in the media. I mean, think about it. Look at all, where do stereotypes come from? It's not something that we necessarily make it up, do we? Where do we get the images of stereotypes? You know, it's things that we see, things that we've heard, but a lot of it is what's been put out into the media, even when media was straight print. There were the papers that came out. When you have your slave auctions, you had all these stereotypes. When they were describing, you know, the free men and everything else, all of it was in media. It was in print. Now, I know you probably say, well, Ricky, you're in media. I know that. I know I'm in media. I understand that I'm on air and I'm with a great company here with Blog Talk Radio. I understand all of that. But I'm also saying, just like people are not perfect, the media is not perfect either. I'm not perfect. You guys are not perfect. I think there's something right with the message. It's right with the message that we do need to talk about the communication and the lack thereof between groups, between communities and law enforcement, between government and their, you know, between government and the people that they govern. There's a definite need for the communication piece to come to light. I'm not downing the message. The message is clear. There is a communication problem. What I'm wondering is the delivery of this message? Because I don't think people are getting the fact that there is a communication problem between people. All they're seeing is there's a racial problem. There's a race tonight on the news. Black man goes against a white man. White man goes against a black girl. First of all, there is more in this damn life than just white and black. And to even go one step further, there is no such thing as a white person or a black person. I mean, if you really just really look at the, first of all, white and black, they're not colors. I mean, if you look at the primary wheel and all that good stuff, they're really not colors. And then to say that you have a white person, I have never seen, like, the color of a piece of paper. Like, I'm looking at a piece of paper now. I've never seen anybody that color before. So, I mean, really, can it not just be human beings? I know you're probably saying, Ricky, that's just not how the world works. I get that, and that's part of the damn problem. That really is part of the problem of what media is saying to us. Media is telling us the message, the media is telling us that, yes, there is a problem, and I don't doubt that. But damn it. The way they're putting it out there, every night there's an issue, every night there's a racial problem. What are you trying to say? And then you have these people, and you keep telling these people over and over and over and over and over again that there's a race problem, there's a race problem, where's a race problem? Well, if there's no solution, then what comes of a race problem? What comes of a problem? If a problem is addressed and it keeps being addressed and nothing is happening, it's just like a snowball. You get it, and then you roll it down the hill. What the hell happens to the snowball as it rolls down the hill? It gets bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger until it crashes and decimates and destroys whatever it lands on or whatever it crashes and bumps into, right? So to me, with what's going on with what we're seeing in the media, is you're telling us, yes, there is a problem. We got that. But you're also telling us it's racial. Well, is it a racial problem or is it a community? Like, you're going to keep telling me and keep telling me. I'm getting antsy. Oh, my God, every time I look, there's something wrong with races. There's something wrong with the races. There's something wrong with the races. Something's going to come of that. So is it a war or not? 347-826-9723. Good evening, caller. Welcome to Hand and Footprints. How are you?
First of all, you know what I mean, my bestie, how are you tonight?
I'm doing great. I am doing great. How you doing, brother? It is always
well,
a pleasure
you know what I mean?
To have you on.
Well, you know, I have some little nasal problems. You know, this pollen's been the worst ever. But I'm still doing my thing. I'm enjoying your show, and we are racist, human racists. We're all about, you know, defending the trust and justice of all man. That's what, you know, our network is all about on the other, you know, on the other side of Blog Talk. And that's what Hands and Footprints is all about, you know, what you do on Saturdays. And I'm proud of you tonight. Once again, on a great conundrum. Sorry, I got in a little late because I'm taking care of business, of course, with you know who. I go put him out there, you know, so somebody is way back, and I go do that to him, not on international radio. But you know who I'm talking about, so I got him a little late. But I want to thank you so much for this being diligent, continuing to do what you're doing, and that's what makes me happy. And what more can we say that, you know, tonight is a beautiful, it's beautiful weather here. And, you know, we're out of Roslyn, you're in Philadelphia. Still great, great, great weather here on the East Coast. Beautiful breeze. And I hope people would start to realize that the beautiful breeze in their own mental capacities, you know, for justice and for effective change for the betterment of man should be the focus and the goal. So thank you, Ricky Rochelle Jones. Hopefully you get a chance to come on our network tonight to hear our show at 9:30. And I'm not gonna, you know, I'm not gonna do that, you know. But you know what I'm saying, you know, I'm not gonna promote our show. But
now mm-hmm. both of us, well, wait a minute. Both of us are in the media, and I mean, you know, I'm proud that we get the message out there because there are messages that need to be out there that people need to understand that, hey, there is a problem
right.
in our culture, in our society. There's a disconnect
yes.
in communication among human beings. And I applaud that. I mean, that's what we're supposed to be doing. We're supposed to inform the masses of what is the problem. But what I'm not
right.
understanding is, I mean, I'm looking on here. So first of all, you showed me the video of the police officer who has now since resigned. And now
right.
now you're showing me supposedly or allegedly, because first of all, I wasn't there. So I can't say yay or nay. I'm just going by what you're showing me. So now you're showing me.
Right.
What supposedly started the whole pool fight in the first place, which was this fight
Correct.
Between one mother and another young lady, and then somebody intervening
okay.
and then becoming involved in it. But what gets me
Correct.
Is the story. Now, let's just look at the story. All right, so now we're doing the backdrop. We're doing the backdrop of why the police, why all this massive confusion was started in the first place. It started off, allegedly, between two people fighting. Now, you get that. You get that part of the story, right? What I'm trying to figure out is, what is the purpose of you to tell me that this white woman hit this black woman? It's two women. It's two women fighting that started all this ruckus in the first place. So do you have to emphasize it's a black woman and a white woman fighting? I mean, come on. Are we promoting the fact that we're just continuing this it's just crazy. Are we perpetuating this cycle, this vicious cycle for an end to – I mean, are we pushing a war or what?
Well, listen, I'm going to say this. When you have a nation that was built on hate – America was built on the backs of hatred, built on the backs of a people. They didn't feel they were human. They thought they were animals. And that great people was able to architect a nation. Every significant building in the United States, or maybe parts of the British Empire, was built by slavery. Okay, so let's think about that for a second. And two, yes, I think the media feeds confusion. I mean, look at I'm gonna say this, and I'm gonna let you go because I gotta get myself prepared for my show. But I say it like this: look at the Ebola scare. I mean, let me tell you something. They almost had me. They had me to the point where, remember, I was planning to take a trip to Jacksonville last year in August. Well, that changed when the Ebola scare. I said, no, I'm not getting on any flights right now. After that lady went from Atlanta to Cleveland and back to Atlanta, and she had Ebola. So imagine, and I'm a type of person, I usually don't get scared about a lot of things, but I got scared for that. So just imagine just a pure, scare, media frenzy. And all of a sudden, just like the H1N1 virus that was supposed to hit Philadelphia and supposed to hit Temple University Hospital and two people died, that just went out of pocket. The same thing is, no one is dying in Liberia now. No one's dying in Senegal. Okay? It's so Ebola-free. You know what I'm saying? So we just got to do a better job just making sure that we don't fall for the ruckus. We don't fall for the okey-doke. And like I say, thank you so much, Halshin, upon your life. I'm going to try to get some tea and get myself prepared for my Ngozi time. Oh, yeah, did I put it out there? It's all good. But I'm not going to promote the show. But I hope to see you on the air with us, see you on the radio at 9:30 Eastern Daylight Time. So thank you for your time, Ricky, and Pyong.
Thanks a lot. See you on air. We as media, I mean, we're in the media. I'm in the media, those of us who are. I understand, like I said, we have a message. We must put the message out there. It's a thing of we have to put the message. The message is what has to be put out there. There is a breakdown of communication between people of different backgrounds. So let's have a conversation about the communication. Where is the breakdown? I don't want to hear, well, this white man and that black girl and this black boy and that black man and the hell. I don't give a damn about that. I want to know, why the hell did they get into that in the first place? Why are the people shooting, you know, on the highways when they're driving by? I don't want to hear about that. I'm not saying that I'm a blind eye. I'm not saying that. And before you all, like I said, before you all start sending me email, and by the way, it's themsrikkijones@gmail.com. Before you start saying, oh, well, you know, Ricky, you just want to ignore the problem. I'm not ignoring the problem. I'm looking at the problem, and the problem has a bigger picture than just race. It's not the end-all and the be-all. We already know. Why is there a race problem? Because when you look at, if you want to go with the idea that there is a racial problem, why is there a racial problem? Well, you peel back the layers of the onion because people don't communicate. People don't understand what goes on in people's culture. That therein lies the problem. So when you guys are watching the media and you're paying attention to what's going on, please, after you sift through everything else, go for what is really the issue. What is really the problem? I'm not dismissing that we have a racial problem. I'm not dismissing it. What I am dismissing is that is not the pinnacle problem. The pinnacle problem is everything underneath that racial problem to say, hey, this is what's really going on. Thank you for being on with me, guys. I appreciate it. If you have any comments, we want to keep the conversation going on, you definitely can message me. You can email me. You can tweet me. You can shoot me, you know, shout me out in Instagram and Google+. Lord willing, I'll see you guys on Saturday on Hands and Footprints. What is Your Legacy? Saturday morning, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, right here on Blog Talk Radio. If everything is good and everything is kosher, we'll do this next week. I thank you, but please keep the conversation going and really look at the message and what's being put out there in the media, okay? Just pay attention for the real message. Peel back the layers. Peel back those onion layers. Okay, guys? Have a great night, and I will see you Saturday and next week.